Okay. Hello, everybody. Okay, so let's continue in the let's continue here. So the we are in Perek Gimel, and he's talking again about Chemda and Taiva primarily. Yesterday we talked about how the bad midos of a person and the person has mazel, etc. Today he goes back to talking about chemda and taiva, which are both types of desires, right? And like we said, the chemda is a desire outside the person to want outside things, never to be satisfied with what he has, but to want more outside things. And the taiva is the inside. It's the physical desires. It's to satisfy the physicality of the person. So the going here talks about in Perek Gimel Oizvav, he says that these two midos, Chemda and Taiva, have a special Gehenim for them. There's special Gehenim made for these midos, you know, so they're Zoyche to their own place in Gehenim. Okay, and I give a shakrach to our Chavar Shia Ludner. He sent me the pages because of the Sefer. I noticed he had the same Sefer that I have, and I was running late, and he sent me the picture of the Sefer, so I appreciate it. So it says like this. Oizvav, shnei mekoymes begehenim. There are two special places in Gehenim. Shucha Amuka. One of them is called Shucha Amuka, and one of them is called Be'er Tzara. Now, where did Goyim get this from? The Goyim got this from... The Goyim got this from the following. He said, there's a pasuk. Kishucha amuka zoyna ube'er tzara nochria. So what are these things? So shucha amuka means a depth, a deep valley. And that's for zoyna. That comes for someone that's zoyna. Be'er Tzara is a very narrow be'er. It's a very narrow place. You don't know where to move. And that's for Nachria. So says the going like this. Shnei mekomis begehenim, shucha amuka. Shucha amuka is for chemda. That's for wanting more. He wants more. He wants to be on top of the world. He wants to be on top of everybody else. Right? And instead of getting on top of everyone else, he goes down. He goes all the way down. Be'er tzara is a narrow be'er. That's for the taiva. The taiva, the person wants to be marachiv himself. He wants to appreciate every hana in the world. He wants to experience this hana and get this thing. And he gets tzara. Now he gets narrow. He has to think inward. Right? He has to just be satisfied. So these two, the two psukim are talking about the two types of gehenim that a person that's involved in chemda and taiva experiences. And then he says the opposite is what we're zoicha to an elam abba for mitzvahs. What's that? For mitzvahs, we're zoicha to the pasuk. It's in the paragraph of im toshiv mishabas raglecha, which some people say on Shabbos morning by kiddush. Im toshiv, right? Yeah. So in that pasuk it says, "V'her kafticha al ba'amase aretz v'hechalticha na'achlas Yaakov." So here kafticha, I will make you ride al ba'amase aretz on the highest platform of the world. That is, that's for a person that did not have chemda. He didn't have to be on top of everybody. So he's not going to get the shucha amuka. He's not going to get the depths of the Gehenim, rather, I'm going to make you ride on the highest places on the earth. You're going to get the highest schar. You're going to be on the highest place. What's the other one? And you will be zoichet to the Nachla of Yaakov. Now, we spoke about last week. The Nachla of Yaakov, we learned in the parsha last Shabbos, right? The Yaakov Aminu had a Nachla that was much greater than the Nachla of Yaak Avram, and the greater than the Nachla of Yitzchak, right? It says by Avram that he only got a very specific territory. Yaakov, Yitzchak got a very specific territory. But Yaakov Avinu received Nachla Bulim Etzarim, Yama V'Tzafon of Enegba, V'Ratz Yama V'Tzafon of Enegba, Hakim of Yama. He got everywhere, right? So you will get the opposite of the narrow ditch. You will get Nachla Yaakov, which is Bulim Etzarim. You will receive a wide, wide Nachla. So this is what the Goyin says, is that, you know, the midos of the person are going to end up determining how far he's going to go in where he's going in Olam HaBa, which is a fascinating thing. So he says, this is what the Pasuk in Mishlei means. The Pasuk in Mishlei means this. Why? Because it says there, like we said, Shucha Amuka Zoyna. A Zoyna, a person outside themselves. So they're going to get the Shucha Amuka. But Be'er Tzara Nachriya, when he's Nachri, when he's not with himself, right? He's just trying to enjoy everything. That's going to be the other type of Ganem. All right? So fascinating piece of the Goyin, how he describes this Indian. So Shnei Mekam is Beganem. And that's what they're called. Okay. The guy continues and says, like this, Ba'avoin Masa Umata, Ba'avoin Masa Umatan, the Avera of Masa Umatan She'ena Be'emuna, the Avera of not doing business properly, Goineves, So this is what we spoke at last time from the gneva, where a person does business dishonestly, he can't get the shefa properly from a Kodesh Baruch. So, by the way, we're talking about chemda and taiva, right? And we talked about how the opposite of chemda and taiva is to have bitachon and hestapkus, right? So a very fascinating part from the Netziv. The Gemara says that ba'avoyin mishkalos, amalek ba. Amalek comes when Klai Yisrael is dishonest in mishkalos, in their weights. So the question the Netziv asks is, what's the significance of that? Let it just say if they're dishonest because they steal. Right? What's the Indian of the weights specifically? So the Goyin says, very important, the Netziv says something very interesting. The Netziv says that there's two types of stealing and they come from different places. The stealing that we usually associate with chemda is you see the guy has a nice car and you want it, so you steal his car. Straight up. Okay, that comes from chemda. But there's another type of stealing. The stealing that a person has when they do run their business dishonestly is a different nechuda. When a person runs their business dishonestly, you know what that is? It's not the chemda to having another penny, to have another 10 cents. That's not the chemda that we're talking about. The problem with running your business dishonestly is because you think that Hashem can't give you parnasa. So you have to make the parnasa yourself. So it comes from a different Yetzer Hara. It comes from the Yetzer Hara of Kfira, of that Hashem can't give me the Parnasa himself. It's a different point completely. So it's a different point completely. So what the Goyin here is saying is that the Avera of not having, of doing business dishonestly, also is going to have the ability of Hashem to give you the Shefa. Because if you don't believe that Hashem is the one providing for you, then he's not going to provide it, right? So running your business dishonestly is the way that we see that, hey, you're not being, you don't really believe ultimately that it's coming from Hashem, okay? Let's one more piece, okay? The letter Ches we did last time, Ches. Esek ha'ilam hazeh b'yira. Being involved in Yira, Okay, being involved in Yiras Shamayim in this world, who moil, it helps a lot, l'toro mitzvot, kizevel lagan. So he says, it's pashut, you know, we're talking all about midos, and we're talking about emunah, we're talking, now, we always say, well, the ikkar is the Torah and the mitzvot. But what makes the Torah and the mitzvot grow is the amount of yira that you have, the amount of Yiras Shamayim that you put together. Are you saturating the Torah and mitzvot that you're doing with Yiras Shamayim? Are you saturating it with emunah? And that is what's going to make the Torah and the Yiras Shamayim grow. That's the zevel, he says. That's like the fertilizer to help the tree. Okay? So the then he says, V'ha'ovdim es Hashem gam b'ma'oidan melachto nasis aydei acherim. Aval ha'ovdim rak b'chol levavam melachto nasis aydei atzman k'mo shekosuv v'asavta. Okay, so let's explain what he's saying. We have 3 minutes to explain this few lines of the Gra. The Gra is coming from a Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis asks the question, does Hashem want you to do Parnasa? Hashem does not want you to do Parnasa. One Pasuk says, V'higisa bo yomam v'layla, you should learn all day. One Pasuk says, V'asavta deganecha, we say in Kriyat Shema. You should asafta de ganecha. You should bring in your product, your produce. So clearly, if you're the one bringing in your produce, you're working. So I guess you're not learning all day. You're bringing in your own produce. You're working yourself. So the Gemara says, "Kan be'oisin ratzayinay shal makayim, kan be'ein oisin ratzayinay shal makayim." When we're doing the Ratzon Hashem, v'yigisa bo'yom v'alayla. Don't worry about it. You can learn all day. Hashem will give you parnasa. If you're not doing the Ratzon Hashem, then melachtam. Then you have to do the melacha yourself. No. So the klal is when it's not right. Now the Gemara says this is all correct according to Rishon Ben Gamliel, but this is what he's quoting here. So he said. This is going now, Rabbi Gamliel. What I say, Rabbi Gamliel, it's going to come to Shimon Bar Yochai. Yeah.
Okay.
So, now, the Vilna Gaon says that there's a big question on that Gemara. Because what does the Gemara say? It says, the Pasuk of Asafta the Ganech is talking about low-level people that are not really doing the Ratzon Hashem. So Frekta Tosvos, Tosvos asks Akasha on that Gemara. What are you talking about? Let's read the Pasuk. V'haya im shamoa tishmuhu ha-mitzvataya, asher anuchi mitzvatchem hayom, v'avo, es Hashem v'kech mul avdoi, v'chol v'avchem, v'chol nafshechem, v'nosati mitar artzchem v'yito yorama, kosh v'asavta v'ganech. So who's it talking about? It's talking about v'haya im shamoa tishmuhu ha-mitzvatsai, asher anuchi mitzvatchem. It's talking about people that are listening to Hashem. So you're telling me that pasuk is talking about when you're not doing the Ratzon Hashem? So what's going on in the Gemara? So I think in these few words, the Vilna Gaon is answering that question. Listen carefully to the Vilna Gaon. He says, "Ha'ovdim es Hashem, if you worship Hashem, gam b'me'odam, with your me'od, with your money, you're honest, you worship Hashem with your money, whatever you have, your resources is dedicated to avodas Hashem. Other people do the work for you. But if you're not worshiping Hashem with your me'od, with your money, you're a very nice guy. I'm a great guy. When it comes to my money, it stays right here. Right? Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell, you know. So that guy, you're going to have to work yourself. What's the Gaon saying? Very simple, amazing pshat. Says the Vilna Gaon, in the first parsha of Shema, it says, "Ve'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha, with all your heart, u'v'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol me'odecha, and with all your money." Great, no problem. What's the second parsha of Shema? So, what's the second parsha of Shema? The second parsha of Shema says, "Le'ahava et Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha." It doesn't say v'chol me'odecha. So the second parsha is a great guy. I love Hashem with all my lev and all my nefesh. Oh, not with all my money. It says the pasuk. Doesn't say b'chol me'odecha in that pasuk, in that parsha. That's a parsha to love Hashem with all your money. So that guy, oh, v'asafta d'ganecha, you're gonna have to work yourself. That's the Vilna Gaon says to answer Tosis's kasha. It's an amazing pshat, right? So he's saying this guy is not worshiping Hashem with his money. Oh, so, okay, so you do yourself. Very similar to the part we were saying last night, that loving Hashem, right? So the Vilna Gaon asks the kasha, by the way. The Gemara says that in Nemar, so he says, because there are some people that would be willing to give up all their life for Hashem, but they wouldn't be willing to give up their money for Hashem. So that's why it says you have to love Hashem also with chol me'odecha, not just b'chol levav, chol nafshach. So obviously the question is, who's doing that? You're willing to get killed but not give up your money? Doesn't make sense. So the Gaon says like this. The Gaon says, no. Really, it doesn't mean someone that will give up his life or his money, because you know why? Because when you're giving up your life, you're giving up your money too, because you can't enjoy it anymore. So really, that's not a proof. But I'll show you the proof. He says, really, there are many people, if you get down to it, that their life is more precious than their money. The question is not, are you willing to give up all your life or all your money? Because if you give up all your life, you're giving up all your money also. The question is, would you be willing to give up part of your life or part of your money? Mm-hmm. This is there. I think there's a lot of people that would say, you know, keep my money, but pay, you know. And he says, I'll give you a proof. Because some people waste a lot of part of their life working and working like crazy, way more than they need to. And they're giving up their family. They're giving up their enjoyment. Oh, but they're getting more money in the bank. So he says, that's a guy. He's giving up part of his life for part of his money. So he says, so was Chazal say, oh, there are some people that enjoy their money more than their life. Yeah, there's plenty of people like that. That's what the Gaon says. It doesn't mean someone will give up all of his life, money, all of his life, rather than get killed, rather than give up his money. Obviously, that doesn't make sense. But part of your life and part of your money, that already is plenty of people like that. That's what the Gaon says. So anyway, but this is what he's saying, pshat in that Gemara. Okay? So, very good. Yeah. Overtime tonight, but it's Kishmak.
Right?
Yeah.
That's only according to the first shot on Toysos, no? Because I remember there were two shotting on Toysos, not Gemara.
Okay, maybe we'll go it over tomorrow. You're right. I don't think it's also only according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, not according to Rabbi Shmuel.
According to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, I think that there are three levels, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, there are only two, no?
Right. This is going one shot in the Gemara. Yeah, this is going one shot in the Gemara. So, that's how he says it. I have to see where this going is Likut, where it's coming from. I have to look that up. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll speak it out again further.
Thank you.
Okay, shkoyach, everyone. Have a great night.
Thank you, Rabbi. Good night.
Good night.
On that topic, you know, I had a really tough day at work.